Good morning, and I hope you recovered from Deep Dish Pizza Day, because today's connection between the farm and your belly is a twofer. National Caramel Popcorn Day, and we celebrate the dish that millions of pasta lovers identify as the taste of Italy. It's National Carbonara Day. The pork farmers of America would appreciate it if you would include bacon in yours. From the Ag Bag, here's something that should perk up the ears of corn farmers and traders.
We could see $7 or $8 corn prices easily.
Oh, hold on, though. Some context is necessary. When an ag economist recently warned that we could run out of corn, I wondered what that would look like. Will there not be enough corn to feed livestock? Will there not be enough corn to make chips for us to dip? Well, neither, actually, because, as Scott Irwin, an ag economist and professor at the University of Illinois, explains, we won't run out of corn. There could just be less of it to go around.
To an economist, in some sense, there's really never a shortage. It's always a question of price.
And faced with China's huge purchases of U.S. corn, combined with a lower-than-usual amount of corn in the bins in the United States, and with last week's USDA's shocking prediction that farmers would plant a few million fewer acres of corn, and forecasters, some of them anyway, suggesting we could have a widespread drought this summer in the Corn Belt?
The real difficult scenario would emerge is if we did get that drought here in the heart of the Corn Belt next summer, then literally there would not be enough to go around, and the market's job would be to basically price some users out of the market so that we literally don't run out of corn.
Which would mean higher prices, possibly.
Like we saw in 2011, 2012. $7 or $8 corn prices easily.
Pray for rain, because as the farmers say, rain makes grain. Chicago Board of Trade, in the early going of the overnight, beans were up 4, corn and wheat were flat. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.